Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down and listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN. 102.5 The Game. My name's Max Hurd. I'm your host. And we're back with our weekly, when COVID is not affecting the team's schedule, Vanderbilt Basketball Interview of the Week. Freshman forward Miles Studi is going to be on the podcast today. He's from Washington, D.C., played in 8 of the team's 12 games so far this season, started 3 of them, 7.3 points per game, shooting nearly 40% from 3. I've enjoyed watching him play this season. I think he's been a big factor. And we'll talk about storylines over the past week or so with the team as Jerry Stackhouse calling him out. And Studi was mentioned by name after the loss to Arkansas last Saturday by Jerry Stackhouse, in which he basically said everybody's got to be better. Everybody's got to want to play harder. Everybody's got to want to play better defense. So find out what the team's reaction to that was, what Studi's personal reaction to that was after his name again was mentioned. And we'll talk about his freshman season, some of the other guys in this freshman group, and his family, who moved during his 8th grade year to get him better opportunities going forward in basketball from Minnesota to Washington, D.C. Miles is a really interesting guy. I've enjoyed watching him play so far this season, and he makes some great facial expressions on the court during games. We'll talk about that, too. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Miles Studi is on the podcast. Miles, thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
We're getting pretty deep into your freshman season now. How would you sum it up so far?
There's definitely been some ups and downs. Not having the success I feel like we want to have collectively as a team at the moment. But, you know, I feel like we're really right there on the brink of getting over this hump, and I'm excited for the rest of the season for sure.
When you guys game plan and talk about what has to happen for you to take that step to get over the hump, what things do you focus on?
It's been a lot of defense. Teams have kind of came in, especially into Memorial Gym, and shot the ball really well, and that's something we don't want to happen anymore for sure. We feel like, you know, we got to take care of home court, and that has to be our advantage. So that's a big thing we've been talking about lately, is just taking care of home court and having that pride on the defensive end as well. Offensively, you know, we've been focused on our spacing and our execution as well. Refining and polishing up our plays and our sets and our timing as well. Just things of that nature, the little things that I feel like we've been missing out on a little bit that will really help us take it to the next level.
What actions will make you guys better on defense?
Our rotations. Things like we'll be there on the first drive, but then that second or third, drive when they kind of catch us off guard or something like that, will they make an extra pass and we're kind of unprepared to rotate? Those things can't happen anymore. I feel like it's kind of been those things that have cost us a little bit. Get into a hole where we'll go down, 10 or so points, and then it'll kind of spiral from there a little bit. I just think those first few mistakes in the game, like I said, have cost us a little bit. And if we eliminate those, I think we'll be much better off.
Miles Studi, Vandy Basketball, is on the show. Coach Stackhouse talked about a lot of those things after the loss against Arkansas last Saturday. What was the team response to that?
Let's go harder. We're tired of losing at this point. We really just want to get that first SEC win under our belts, and we know we can. We're right there. Like I said, we're on the brink of doing so. So like I said, we're tired of losing, and we're ready to pick this thing up and turn it around.
What's your reaction personally when you're mentioned by name in something like that?
It lights a fire up under me. That's not something I want to happen. But I know coming into the situation that Coach Stackhouse is the coach that's going to hold me accountable, and that's another reason why I'm here. So that's something that I look at and I just say, okay, I got to get better at that. That's something that can't happen anymore, period.
Last year when you were a senior in high school, you watched from afar as a Vanderbilt team kind of navigated the same type of season, and I saw you said you were pretty impressed with how they handled that down the stretch. Now that you've been on the inside of it as a player, what does it feel like since you've seen it from afar and you've been in it?
Mm-hmm. I'm still impressed, truthfully. There's no quitting these guys. I love my teammates and the staff on the team as well. You know, we approach every day the same way, and that's just to continue to go hard and give every single day our best, whether that's practice or a game or even an off day. You know, there's no quitting these guys, and that's something I really like about them.
You've played some different roles this season. You've gotten a chance to start. You've played at both the three and the four. What do you like about the different opportunities you had, and what do you think you've done well in each role?
Right. Like I said, there's been some ups and downs in my season so far, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely enjoyed just getting a feel for the team, like you said, you know, playing those different roles and positions. I knew coming into this that I'd be utilized in a couple of different ways just because of the player that I am and how versatile I feel my game is. I've thoroughly enjoyed just playing all those different positions and trying to figure out what suits me best and my play style the best. In terms of what I've enjoyed the most, I feel like being on the wing and challenging myself to guard those quicker guys. That's something that I'm going to continue to take pride in and continue to challenge myself to do because I not only know I can do it, but I feel I can do it at a high level. So in order to back my word up in that, I just got to continue to go hard every day as I've been doing and to really just dig down.
It seems like especially when you're playing the three, you know where your spots are. Where are those spots on the offensive side of the floor?
For sure. I guess we call them our bailout spots, you know, the 45, the wing, the corner. I feel those are the two spots I've been shooting it really well from outside the three-point line so far this season. I definitely want to try and get in the paint a little more when I'm not on the wing and not playing the three. I've been playing a little bit more of the four lately, but I have no problem with that. But yeah, definitely when I'm playing the three, I feel those two spots on the court, the wing and in the corner, I can knock down every shot that I get.
What do you focus on either just mentally or watching film when you evaluate your offensive game?
Seeing things that I miss, you know, whether it be a missed pass or a missed opportunity. Understand that next game, if I see something similar to that again, that I got to make that pass or I got to make that play. You know, even instances where I feel like a rebound wasn't really out of my space that I could have gone and get, and I just didn't challenge myself to go get, you know, stuff like that I got to just continue to harp on and get better at.
Miles Studi from Vandy Basketball, Commodore Freshman, is our guest here on the Anchor Down podcast. And Miles, when you were in eighth grade, your family moved from Minnesota to Washington, D.C., in a move that was pretty much centered around you and your basketball future. How'd you guys decide to do that, and how cool was that for you to be such a priority that you were given that opportunity?
It felt really good, you know, having my family instill that within me and knowing that, you know, one of the major reasons that I'm moving across the country is to get a better future in the game that I love. You know, that's something that I really appreciate and I've never, ever taken for granted, especially since that's such a big move, especially for my brothers and my parents. So with that being said, you know, I just attack every day the same way as I have in high school and as I do now. I just give my all every single day. No matter what's going on, I try to be attentive and be focused and just give all the energy that I have within myself and put it all out there.
I know there are a lot of high-level players who will maybe move with one parent for a move like that, and it'll be temporary, and then once that player graduates high school, the parent will go back. What was it like, right, for you guys to kind of decide, we're all going to go, everybody's going to move, and this is going to be permanent?
Yeah, it was a little hectic at first, you know, honestly. Not only were my little brothers against it, but I was a little bit against it at first just because of the love that I had for Minnesota. It really felt like home, and that's where I grew up, so I didn't really know anything different. But, you know, going into D.C. and after living there for a couple years, I know it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me, not only for my game, but just for myself and my family. You know, we've found a home in D.C., and I've loved being there and loved living there.
Did you guys think about going anywhere else?
There are a couple other options. You know, I honestly can't remember them at this point. That's a little far gone at this point. But yeah, there were definitely a couple other options in terms of where we wanted to go. But I feel like DC ended up definitely being the best possible situation and place for me.
I saw on your dad Will's Twitter, he says he is a sports lawyer. What specifically does he do in the sports world, and how has that impacted you as an athlete?
Specifically, I believe he does work with the NCAA in terms of sports.
Wow.
For me as an athlete, you know, that really doesn't do too much for me. I try to just let him handle his business, and I try to handle mine on the court. So, yeah, in terms of his work and my work, I feel like they're two completely different things, even though they may seem intertwined at times.
Hey, you got litigation help if you need it.
Right.
Miles Studi is our guest from Vanderbilt Men's Basketball. Miles, I really enjoy the facial expressions you make on the court. You're very expressive out there. I don't know if people have told you this before, but have you ever seen some faces you make on camera and just enjoy going back and looking at it?
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely seen a couple funny pictures so far from this season where I'm just yelling or saying something to one of my guys. I try to bring that energy and that tenacity out there. I feel like that's a big part of my game. I feel like if I didn't do that, that my game wouldn't be to the point where it is now. Definitely just trying to be an energy guy and continuing to give that energy, especially since there aren't any fans or anything like that. Yeah. You know, we kind of got to make our own energy as a team. So I feel like being one of those big energy guys or being a spark plug, whether it's starting or coming off the bench, I feel like that's definitely been a big piece of my role so far this season.
That's awesome. Yeah, I enjoy seeing it, and even watching on TV, you can feel that energy kind of coming through. So I wanted to ask you about some of the other freshmen on the team as well. Trey Thomas has had some really big games shooting the three ball. What have you seen from him as he's had his spots where he's been really effective?
Man, I just see all the work that we've put in behind the scenes. You know, every practice, me and him, we'll get together and we'll get some shots up after practice, even before usually as well. So really, I just see all the work that he's been putting in coming to fruition, and it's a beautiful thing to see. You know, like you said, he shot the ball really well from three, and I think he's got a lot of good things coming off pick and rolls and making smart plays. But he's another guy that kind of knows his spots and knows when he's in that spot, when and when not to shoot it. And like you said, he's done a really good job at that so far.
You were the first signee in the class in November of 2019, and then he signs last summer, so like nine months later than you. What's it like hearing somebody is joining your class that late and then getting a chance to meet him and see his game?
Let's embrace him, you know. I feel like that's kind of my mindset with all the guys that signed after me. Like, let's embrace him. You know, he's coming here for a reason. And, you know, whatever that reason is, let's figure it out and let's help him do that to the best of his ability.
Tyron Lawrence has a knee injury and is going to be done for the year, unfortunately. But what impressed you about his game, both in games and in practice?
Really unfortunate, like you said, man. It hurt to hear that news, but I know he's going to come back better than ever. In terms of his game, man, I really love him as a defender. Truthfully, on ball and off ball, he's really, really good at playing those passing lanes and getting easy buckets, making his offense come through his defense. You know, offensively, I think he's a little better shooter than people give him credit for, but he's also a really, really good driver. He has a knack for getting into the lane and making plays, and I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that about his game.
The last scholarship guy in your freshman class is Akeem Adushape, and we got to see him close out the game last time out, play those late minutes against Florida on Wednesday night. What do you see him going forward as a potential big in the rotation?
Yes, sir. I think he's another energy guy, similar to myself. He brings that tenacity and that you know, that rigidness, that pride that comes with playing really good defense. You know, he's really good at boxing out and keeping guys off the boards. He's a great screener and roller. He occupies a lot of space. Even though he may not be as tall as some of the other centers in the SEC, I think he's going to give them a really big challenge just because of the way he plays and how physical he is. I think he's a much better player than some people may give him credit for.
Miles Studi, freshman for Vandy, thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Miles Studi from Vanderbilt Basketball for joining the podcast today. Thanks to Eric Dolan from Vandy Sports Information for setting all these up. And we will keep having them once a week as long as the midweek game is not canceled because of COVID, as it was the 2 weeks prior to this one. But we'll get them every time we can, and appreciate Miles Studi for joining us after Friday morning's practice here on the Anchor Down podcast. Vandy Men's Hoops is back on Saturday night, last team in the SEC without a win, and they'll be taking on what was the only other team with one win or fewer until they won their last time out, South Carolina, 7:30 Saturday night.
Gamecocks, cock-a-doodle-doo.
At Memorial Gym. TV's the SEC Network. Kevin Fitzgerald and Jimmy Dykes will be the TV announcers. So we'll see if Vanderbilt can get that first SEC win. We'll be back to talk about it next week, hopefully with another player interview. Sometime either after that Saturday game or coming off of their midweek matchup. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Listen to our old episodes and our previous Vandy basketball interviews there anytime on demand for free as well. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back.